From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Catalina Garcia. 6 months ago, Hurricane Dorian pounded the northern Bahamas with a Category 5 storm. Along with the wind came a 30-foot storm surge that overwhelmed the islands of Grand Bahama and Abaco. WLRN's Danny Rivera was in Grand Bahama last week to look into the long-term effects of all that water.
My equipment is gone because I'm a photographer and a videographer.
A few days after Hurricane Dorian, Amanda Kellowin was rummaging through what was left.
Everything is gone. I don't have no clothes right now. This is not my clothes what I'm wearing.
Her family lost their entire home in the storm.
Right now we are renting a place not far from here. Actually,
6 months later, they finally have a new apartment and they're waiting for insurance money. They have electricity. It was hell when they didn't. But a pretty central part of life has not gotten back to normal. The water on Grand Bahama is not what it used to be.
This is a normal bottle of water that I have. This is the 5-gallon bottle we filled up with distilled water. And this is the top right there. This is the top water. And you taste it. It's so salty.
Let me taste it.
Taste it.
That does taste salty.
So what we tried doing with this once, we tried cooking with it. So we put it in a pot and we boiled it. And at the bottom of the pot, you could see the grums. It's dark and it's nasty. And I have to bathe with it.
30 feet of stormwater flooded every single well the island had for drinking water. Every one of them. It turned the fresh water into salt water, making it unsuitable for consumption.
It was never this bad.
Thomas Brooks got lucky. His house was untouched by the storm.
Matthew, Irma, Wilma, Francis, and Jean, the water was back on, I think, like within 2 weeks. And, you know, they was like boiled at first, but it was never salty. It was never like this. This time it's still salty 6 months after the hurricane. So this is the worst it's ever been. We get water from the water depot that they set up by churches. And we put the water in the bucket and that's how we bathe and cook everything else.
That water comes from groups like Mercy Corps. They run huge reverse osmosis machines that purify about 20,000 gallons of water every day. They set up tanks all around Freeport, where you can fill up jugs of water.
Mercy Corps has been on the island of Grand Bahama since 3 days after the hurricane hit in September.
Kelsey Lundgren is head of Mercy Corps in the Bahamas.
People were prepared for a hurricane when Hurricane Dorian touched down, but what people were not prepared for were 30-foot storm surges and flooding. No one knew that water could cause that level of destruction. So out east, Grand Bahama, you'll see entire communities that are completely leveled to the ground, and that's all because of flooding and water damage.
The drive out to the east end of the island from Freeport is almost surreal. On both sides of the road for nearly 50 miles, all you can see is dead pine forests killed by salt water. It's a devastating thing to see. 6 months ago, all these trees were green.
All the way down from here to Freeport was just green. Everything was just beautiful. Right now, Hurricane Dorian just leave us with a whole devastation.
Jamal Russell lost two family members in the storm. He lives on the far east end of the island in McLeanstown. There's still no power here and no drinking water. The ecological disaster signals a long-term threat to the water supply. Most of the island's current and planned wells are tucked inside these flooded pine forests. And now, virtually all the trees are dead. Wildlife has vanished.
A couple of days ago was the first I saw, 4 buzzards. The first time I saw a buzzard for a long time. You know, and that's the only way they're going to be able to find bodies and what's not.
Some of the people who were presumably killed are still missing.
But if the birds don't come back, they can have a hard time finding them.
So many people who live on this island rely on tourism. And the island is generally back in business for tourism. There are water distribution sites all across the island anyone can tap for free. Restaurants have barrels piled up to cook with and to clean the dishes. And hotels have water to purchase. So there is water. Yet the fact that the wells have gone salty is a fundamental problem that the island has to figure out, and not just because of this one storm.
We live in an archipelago.
Giron Turnquest is the general manager of the Grand Bahama Utility Company, the company that's in charge of electricity and water on the island.
We have continually been actually having flooding on these particular well fields because of climate change and all this that is impacting the overall climate of the island. We anticipate that, you know, these storms probably will continue to happen.
After Dorian, the company drilled new wells on the highest points of the island. Those still had fresh water. It was a huge relief. Now the government is studying what it would take to install large-scale desalination plants. That would safeguard the island's drinking water in case even those new wells get contaminated with salt water in the future. The geology of the Bahamas is so similar to South Florida, what's happening there gives us clues about how we would face a storm along the lines of Hurricane Dorian.
Even now, we use the Bahamas as the model for how our sediments were formed here in the past.
Mike Sukop is a professor of environmental science at Florida International University.
Some worst-case scenarios definitely have some water piling up in the western parts of the county, Miami-Dade County in particular, where we get our water from mostly these days because they've, you know, continuously moved the well fields further and further west. But then, you know, in Broward County and especially, a lot of the communities have their own well fields much closer to the sea, so they potentially could be impacted a lot more easily by a storm surge like that.
There's a small plus side here. Because both Florida and the Bahamas sit on limestone that lets all kinds of water seep right through, over time, enough rainfall can repair the aquifers that were flooded with salt water. Of course, that's only if they don't keep getting flooded by rising seas. The Grand Bahama government says the new wells they've been drilling should be pumping fresh, drinkable water straight into the faucet by sometime in May. I'm Danny Rivero in Freeport, Grand Bahama.
This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.